Miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter of this game between the Bombers and Lady Devils. 38-24, Mountain Home leading as we start the fourth. Lady Bombers with possession now. Emma Martin in the corner takes it back up top. Pass over in the corner, and the pass is stolen, trying to get it to Peyton Husky. Quickly down the court they go, and the layup is good from number 15, Aria Hazley, the standout player for the West Memphis Lady Devils in this game this afternoon. Lady Bombers with it now, and a foul is called on number 24, Caleb Proctor. And looks like a technical was called, so that'll send Pfeiffer to the free throw line. Got really quiet here at Eagle Arena. Made her first shot, now attempting a second, and she gets it. And West Memphis will take a timeout on that note, so we'll take a quick one too. 40-26 the score here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room at Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
After the free throws from the Lady Bombers, that puts them up 40-26. Lady Bombers will keep possession of it, looking to add to their pretty substantial lead. And the pass is, inbound pass is good to Walker. She'll take it across half court now. In the corner now to Husky, off the screen from Pfeiffer, back up top, passing the opposite corner now. Martin with it, looking for some help. Over to Walker. Another screen by Pfeiffer. And a pass over to Walker now. Walker drives down the lane and tries to throw up a shot. It's no good, but she does draw the foul, heading to the free throw line. Riley Walker at the free throw line now. 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Walker's first attempt is no good. Could not get the friendly roll. Her second attempt is no good as well, so no good on both of them there. Kind of surprising. Mountain Home really doing a good job from the free throw line tonight. Walker passes it up top. Lady Bombers did get the rebound. I forgot to mention that. Walker with it, or excuse me, Husky with it. Off the screen. Pfeiffer with it now. Pass to Walker. Up top with it. Lady Bombers doing an excellent job of moving the ball around the court. Drive down low from Emma Martin. Cannot get the layup, but does draw the foul. She'll head to the free throw line now. Free throw shot is good. And her second, the bonus shot, also good. Lady Devils with it now as they take it across half court. Hazley with it, passing the corner, down low, trying to put it in, and a foul is called now. That will send number 23, Kenya Freeman, to the free throw line for the Lady Devils. And she will miss her first. Lady Devils coached by Sheila Burns. Freeman at the free throw line again, misses it. Ball will go out of bounds, and it looks like it will. Looks like it will be a Lady Devil ball. It went off the hand of a Lady Bomber player at the last second. Devils with it now. They'll pass it up top. She'll hand it off. Looking to drive down the lane. Can't find an opening. Pass down low now, and a nice-looking shot there. Good ball movement during that possession for the Lady Devils. Lady Bombers with it now as they take it across half court as we hit the six-minute mark here in the fourth. Pfeiffer with it now in the corner, off the screen, back up top. Pfeiffer hands it off. In the corner now, and number 15, Hazley, trying to steal the ball. Could not get it. Ball goes out of bounds. Still Lady Bomber possession. And a foul was called. Excuse me. Thought the ball just went out of bounds, but it is a foul. So that sends the Bombers to the free throw line. And she gets her first, so she'll get one more. Second shot here is also good. That puts the score at 44-29. Lady Bombers leading. Lady Devils with it now. Top of the key, they pass it down low. A shot is away and no good. Rebounded by the Bombers. Pass to Husky. She passes across half court to Pfeiffer. Back to Walker now, top of the key. Looking for some help. Pfeiffer with it now. Pass in the corner to Husky. Husky needing some help, feeling the pressure from the defense. Works it back out. And they'll say she stepped across half court, so that'll turn it over to the Lady Devils. West Memphis really bringing the pressure on defense. And a layup is no good from West Memphis. The fight for the rebound now. Lady Bombers will wind up with it. 2-on-1 here. Lady Bombers throwing up a layup and no bucket. But the foul is called. That sends Peyton Husky to the free throw line. Husky at the free throw line. And she sinks her first. Looking for one more. Coming in now for the Devils is number 14, Jamie Golson. I believe this is her first appearance tonight. And a missed shot is rebounded by West Memphis as they take it across half court. Hazley passes it. A long two is thrown up and missed by number 50, Bradley. The rebound by the Bombers as they try and slow it down. They pass it across half court now. Walker passes it to Pfeiffer. Trying to take some seconds off the clock now. 4 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock. Pass down low. And taken right out of her hands. Devils with it now. 2-on-1, and Hazley throws up a shot. It is missed, rebounded by the Bombers. Bradley with the block for the Devils just a second ago. Could not capitalize on the fast break. Pfeiffer with it now for the Bombers. Back up top. She throws up a three. It is missed off the front of the rim. Golson with it. She passes it up top. Lady Devils looking to score here. 3.5 minutes remaining, and a three is good for the Lady Devils. Inbound pass by the Lady Bombers. Walker with it. Full court press coming from the Lady Devils. They get it across half court. Pass in the corner now to Husky. Peyton Husky passes it down low. What a good looking pass. Nobody around to block her. Number 14, Kyra Penn, sinking the bucket there, making it look easy. Hazley for the Blue Devils throws up a shot on their end of the court. It goes out of bounds after the air ball. And Mountain Home will keep possession. Emma Martin coming back in the game now for the Lady Bombers. If you're just joining us, 47-32 is the score as your Lady Bombers are taking on the Lady Blue Devils of West Memphis here in the final 3 minutes of this game at the 4th Annual Lady Eagle Invitational Tournament. And a foul will be called on West Memphis. That sends number 10, Peyton Husky, to the free throw line. Lady Bombers in the double bonus. She did make her first. Second shot coming up. And she also makes that one. Lady Devils with the ball now. They get it across half court. Hazley with it. Pass in the corner to Golson. Down low now. And the pass is taken by the Bombers. Bombers trying to get it across half court. And they do. Walker with it now. Trying to beat her man. Drive down the lane. She'll take it back outside. Riley Walker off the screen. Looking for some help. Back up top to Pfeiffer. Pass in the corner to Emma Martin. She sets up a screen of her own. Passes it back outside after trying to drive down low. Walker with it. Back up top. Now back to Walker. She'll take it back outside. Just trying to play keep away right now. As we hit the 2 minute mark in this ball game. Riley Walker drives it down low in the paint, looking for some help, passes it back outside. Emma Martin with it now. And a foul will be called on Hazley. And that will send Peyton Husky to the free throw line. Probably not the person you wanted to put at the free throw line if you're West Memphis. A minute 34 seconds left on the clock as Husky throws up her first free throw, and she makes it. And her second shot is also good. Gets the friendly roll. That puts the score at 51-32, Lady Bombers lead here in the final minute. And a long three is thrown up and missed badly by Hazley. Ball stays in bounds, and the bucket is finally made by number 23, Kenya Freeman, for West Memphis. Husky with it now for the Bombers. She gets across half court. Trying to play keep away once again. As the clock officially does hit the 1 minute mark. Pass down low. And a jump ball is called. And the arrow will give it to West Memphis with 56 seconds left on the clock. Hazley with it for the Devils. Pass in the corner. A three is thrown up. No good on that shot. Rebounded by the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin with it. And a foul is called on the Blue Devils. That will send Martin to the free throw line. 10 total team fouls for West Memphis here in this second half. Clearly showing on the scoreboard as Martin misses her first free throw. Second free throw is made. That puts the score at 51-36. Lady Bombers leading. 30 seconds left on the clock now. Lady Devils throw up a three. It is missed off the side of the rim, rebounded by Martin. And trying to get it off across half court, and a scramble for the ball now. It comes loose. And we have an injured player on the court, looks like. It is a Lady Bomber. And we're having a trainer come out now. I'm sorry, I can't see their number right now. The ball did come loose for a brief second. And there was a mad scramble for the ball, and I couldn't see which Bomber player went down. I'm trying to see right now. And she will get up on her own strength, so that is excellent. That was Emma Martin that went down. Took a hard hit there. Always got to worry about a player's head, and it did look like she did get the back of her head. At least that's what it seems like she's latching on to. So she will head to the bench for the final 18 seconds of this game. Training staff going to give her a look over, though, make sure she's okay. Good to see her get up on her own 2 feet, though. Nice to see that. Lady Bombers with the basketball. Final 15 seconds of this game. Walker loses it. And Hazley with it now for the Blue Devils and puts up a nice layup. And final 5 seconds on the clock here. Lady Bombers with it, and they will just run it across half court, and no foul called after a strong push there at the end. But that is how we will end this game. 51-38, final score of this game between your Lady Bombers and the West Memphis Blue Devils. Coming up here in a minute, we'll have some final information for you, and we'll be right back here on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with Blazing Rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag.